Hello and welcome to 12 Hop Flop, the podcast where we dig into some of life's biggest burrows with a rabbit's perspective. I'm Floppy, your hoppy host, who just happens to have very long ears and a tail. Now, some might say, what does a rabbit know about human parenting and family dynamics? Well, I've seen quite a few litters in my day, and I must say, there's a lot we can learn from each other. So let's nibble on some wisdom together, shall we? Today's topic is poor sum parenting. Just as a warren provides shelter and a space to grow for a young rabbit, a human family provides the same for you tiny humans, or children, as you like to call them. In the world of rabbits, our approach to parenting is quite simple. It's about protection, nurturing, and teaching the kits to navigate the world. And you know, humans aren't so different. A big part of parenting is offering that sanctuary, a home where children can bounce about securely and discover themselves. Communication is incredibly important. In the wild, we're always twitching our noses and ears to send and receive messages. Parents must learn to pick up on their child's cues and also clearly express their own messages, without using ears or noses, of course. Consistency is key as well. Whether it's following through with promised playtime or ensuring that rules are clear and steady, it helps little ones understand what to expect and how to behave. Now, I live with another lovely bunny, 8-Bit, and cohesion is crucial for us. Human families can take a note from our book by working as a team to create a loving and supportive environment. Everybody plays a role and everyone's contribution is valuable. At times, one rabbit might take charge of foraging, while another keeps watch for those sneaky foxes. In your homes, parents may divide responsibilities, but always remember, it's the unity that makes the burrow safe. Let's talk about freedom. Yes, in the rabbit realm, once we're grown, we have a lot of leeway to hop where we please, within reason. With human children, it's vital to give them room to explore and make their own choices, but with the safety net of boundaries and guidance. And it's not just about the little ones. Parenting involves caring for each other as well. It's like grooming. We rabbits spend time grooming one another as a way of showing affection and strengthening bonds. Parents, taking time for yourself and your partner in nurturing your relationship is just as important as looking after the children. After all, happy parents often nest happy kids. Moving to another point, adaptability is something I've observed humans and rabbits share. Sometimes there's a change in the warren or family structure. Life brings unexpected twists and turns, and the trick is to adapt, keep the lines of communication open, and stick together. It's like when a new burrow needs to be dug because of unforeseen circumstances. It becomes an opportunity to work together, learn, and grow. A family that can flex with change is one that will thrive through all seasons. Finally, let's talk about traditions. Rabbits don't have many traditions aside from the classic binky dance of joy, but humans, oh, you have a whole warren full of them. They can be a source of comfort and identity for a family, a way to share values and create lasting memories. It could be as simple as a family game night or an annual vacation. What matters is the time spent together. As we draw to a close, I hope that some of these little rabbit musings have sparked some human-sized inspiration for you. Whether you're creating a safe burrow or helping your young ones learn how to hop on their own, remember that patience, communication, and a bit of that adaptable bunny spirit can go a long way in crafting a loving family dynamic. Before I scamper off to munch on some greens, I'd like to politely nudge you to subscribe to our podcast. Have thoughts or comments? We'd truly appreciate a review or a comment to keep the conversation going. I'm Floppy, your fluffy guide to all things family, and I want to thank you for tuning into 12 Hop Flop. Keep hopping, humans, and until next time, keep your whiskers twitching and your feet ready for that next big leap.